Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We do need to warn you people out there about something very serious that is in the Bay Area right now. It has made its return. Now, I remember this was in the news a while ago, and I thought that they had become extinct. I thought that there was no more this thing in the Tampa Bay area. But thanks to Sean Daly, our good friend over at, what's he on, ABC Action News now?
He is, yes.
ABC Action News in the morning, he scooped everyone. And look, you know I love Charlie Belcher, but I didn't see Charlie talking about this morning or Russell Rhodes or Jen Epstein or anything. This is huge news for the Tampa Bay area. Listen up. The sting you save yourself from could be severe.
They're called puss caterpillars.
The puss is back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to stir fear into your heart. I don't mean to start a panic or a frenzy. I just need to let you know it's the return of the puss.
I thought we were rid of the puss.
The puss is back and better than ever. You think you're done with the puss sometimes, and then the puss comes back when you don't want it to. And let me tell you, if you think that it's a funny ha-ha thing to maybe put your finger on the puss, it'll sting you. If you think it's a funny thing to go up right to the puss with your mouth and just give that puss a little kiss, the puss will sting your mouth and bring great pain to your mouth. You'll feel a burning sensation because of the puss.
They're called puss caterpillars. And they love these oak trees. One five-year-old plant...
They love wood, by the way. I don't know if you know that, but the puss loves wood.
The puss has a nice... It almost looks like a soft, nice fur on the outside. Like, right. They look inviting, like you want to pet it or touch it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could look at it and go, man, that puss couldn't possibly hurt me if I touched it. And then you find out the hard way... The puss is going to get you.
Boy and his mother had a horrific run-in with one.
You do not want to have a run-in with your puss with your mom around. Just so you know, if you're with your mom, do not approach a puss.
Thankfully, mom kept a cool head.
It was the most blood-curdling scream I have ever heard in my life.
It felt like ants and snake mixed together.
That boy is far too young to get stung by the puss. You not want to let your children around the puss because it'll, like he said, feel like an ant burning.
Really?
He was outside, under the oaks. The five-year-old took off his shoes. Then, a nightmare. As Tucker's foot began to swell, Mom solved the mystery.
I immediately remembered my sister-in-law had the same thing happen to her.
Puss caterpillars love Tampa Bay in spring, dropping out of your oak and citrus trees. Underneath a layer of fuzz, stiff, poisonous spines.
I knew that I had to get him to the hospital as soon as possible because these things can cause serious allergic reactions and infections.
Not everyone has a reaction like Tucker. In less severe cases, remove the spines, then apply ice packs and a mixture of baking soda and water.
Weren't you kind of angry at it? Didn't you want to like squish it?
You know, an experience like that with a puss at a young age could turn the kid off to the puss for the rest of his life. He looks like he might still approach a puss, but you're 4 years old, you're 5 years old, and a puss stings you, you might never go near another puss.
Well, he had an encounter and he lived to tell about it. Now he's sharing his story with the whole world so we can be better prepared.
The man is a puss hero.
I didn't squish it with my hand, it would get my hand.
So watch your step, Tampa Bay. As for Tucker, he knows just what to do if he ever sees another puss caterpillar.
I would put him in a net and then I'll run over him with a truck.
Florida. Listen to that laugh by Sean Daly. That just says authenticity, doesn't it?
He said he wanted us to plug his Instagram.
Oh, which is?
Sean Daly TV.
All right.
He knows just what to do if he ever sees another puss caterpillar.
I would put him in a net and then I'll run over him with a truck.
Florida Poison Control recommends removing the puss caterpillar stingers immediately with scotch tape.
So there you go. Now you know what to do if you're in the Tampa Bay area and one of these caterpillars falls on you and it can sting you. So I consider it a public service announcement. Did you know about the puss before you came in here today, Cameron?
I did not know about the puss, but now I am well informed.
See, now, and you'll be in a state park somewhere enjoying a nice day of recreation, perhaps a flying disc game or something, and then all of a sudden, puss drops out of the tree. I know for you athletes, puss comes out of nowhere for you guys. Like you're out there on the practice field, and there's the puss caterpillar. It just jumps right onto your arm, and now now you know. You just remove the spikes and you're good to go.
Yeah, beware the puss. Thank you. We are well informed.
Thank you. See, oh, man, we're really saving lives here. Let's shift gears then. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now is a charitable human being, a benevolent human being, and we'll have him introduce himself to you, tell us a little bit about Cool Today and what they do. This man is a reputable business owner. We put our stock behind him. Sir, thank you very much for being here today on Drew Garabo Live. Oh, gosh almighty. All right. There you go.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And tell us about Cool Today and what kind of services you guys provide. By the way, their Facebook page, facebook.com/getthebestfromtoday. Jamie, what do we need to know about Cool Today?
Well, Cool Today was started in 1963 as a small air conditioning company in the Tampa Bay area.
Great.
And today we cover the entire Bay Area, and we do air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, indoor air quality.
Cool. So you need an AC guy. Like, people need an AC guy in Florida because
when
that goes out, like right now, you do not. You were without AC for a minute, and you were miserable.
Oh, I mean, yes. You immediately start looking to see what hotels take dogs when that happens.
That's right.
And the main thing, I think, being a Floridian since 1978, the mistake that we make is not changing. You know, you think, oh, what difference does it make if you change that filter or not? Well, when you don't change that filter, everything builds up, and then you get that backup in your line, and you don't flush it through, and then things freeze, and then your AC unit just goes, and it shuts down on you. Is that a pretty accurate assessment?
Yeah, you sound like the typical guy of the house.
Yes, that's me. I am the typical guy of the house. So how can people then get in touch with you if they need AC service or any of the many services that you guys provide at Cool Today?
You can call, click, message us on Facebook.
All right. There you go.
800-226-2636. CoolToday.com.
Great.
There's lots of different ways to get in touch with us.
CoolToday.com. And we endorse you guys because, quite frankly, you were one of the first businesses to step up and say, we'll help you guys out with your Apple a Day initiative this year. We started this. Well, Jade Donovan started this. She's now in New York. So there was a void there. We said, all right, we'll pick up this program and try to get iPads in the hands of kids who are going through chemotherapy. And we want to thank you very much for partnering up with us, Jamie. That it really means a lot that that a local business like yours would help out these kids who have to go through the worst thing that you can possibly see a kid go through, which is cancer and chemotherapy.
I can't think of anything worse. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and you know, we obviously none of us are going to cure cancer, none of us anyway, because we're not smart enough to do that. But we are compassionate enough to try to do something for the kids who have to go through this chemotherapy. And we want to thank you guys very much for sponsoring our program this year.
Well, we were happy to do it. It's a great cause, and glad you guys stepped in for the vacancy.
Sure.
And we'll be excited to do it in the future.
Excellent, man. We appreciate that very much. Now, is there a novelty check like the Hungry Howie? No, the Hungry Howie's brought in a nice this novelty check. I don't know where they got it from. I don't know who still prints these novelty checks, but you could just write your donation down on a piece of paper or something. I don't know. They donated how much, Seth, for Apple Day?
I believe $5,000.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Wow.
$5,000 for Apple a Day. That money goes right to getting kids iPads who are going through chemotherapy. And man, thank you so much for what you've done for us today. And Cool Today helps customers get the best from today since 1963. How do you stay in business that long? I haven't even been around since 1963, and I'm an old dude. To what do you credit your longevity? Because man, you got to be doing something right, Jamie.
It's really about relationships.
Yep.
It's relationships with your employees and your customers.
Sure.
And, you know, one call is one call, and, you know, you make a mistake sometimes, and you're not perfect.
Right.
The thing is to react perfectly when you make the mistake.
Right.
And that helps with the relationship.
Because we all screw up. It's how you cover up. You lie and cheat and steal and all that, and you'll probably be out of business in 5 years and open up under a different name. But to put your name on it since 1963, that tells me, you go, oh, well, we checked the Freon. We thought that this was this. Then the motor just went bad or whatever. You own up and you go, let's help you out. So you're exactly right. Whether it's radio, air conditioning, whatever, it is about relationships.
Absolutely.
And you've built one with us forever now because of what you've done for Apple a Day. So thank you very much. And it says you also have a plumbing company as well?
Yeah, it's called Plumbing Today.
I'm seeing a pattern, Jamie. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
When we do garage doors, it'll be
garage
doors
today. Right, absolutely. Cesspools today and everything.
Exactly.
Whatever you got.
On the right track.
It's today. Windmills today. And you know, plumbing, you've tapped into is something else too, because when you're a homeowner, you got to have an AC guy because that's going to go on the fritz. You got to have a plumbing guy because you get a toilet leak at 2 o'clock in the morning. You start thinking you got a foundation leak and you freak out. So I think your business model, find things that people need and then find a way to do it better than anybody else and build relationships. That's my glimpse of you, Jamie. Do I have that accurately?
You wrote our marketing plan.
I did indeed. That's a little known secret about Gerard Garabo. But thank you very much, man. We appreciate you coming in and helping the kids out like that. Thank you for your kind donation. And everybody go to facebook.com/getthebest from today. And you can even hashtag TCP, taking care of people. And you'll find them. It's cooltoday.com. And thanks very much to Cool Today and Jamie for coming into your nation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for taking care of the kids.
Absolutely. 727-579-1025. Let's take some questions that people have about the puss caterpillar so we can hopefully these things are real. I don't know if people think we're joking about this, but Sean Daly did a legit story this morning about the puss caterpillar. It's venomous. You don't want to touch it. Josh, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you today, Josh?
Good, yourself?
Quite well. Thank you very much. Did you hear the story by Sean Daly from ABC Action News this morning?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
I was listening to you guys, and about 8 years ago, I was standing near the oak tree, and I had one drop out from the tree and land on the back of my neck. And instantly, I flicked it away, and within seconds, there was a burning and stinging sensation. I mean, it was like being stung by bees and ants. And
was that your first experience with the puss?
Yes, it was.
How old were you when this happened?
I was about 22.
22 before your first puss experience. Wow, it's a lot of people happens a little earlier than life than that. And do you feel like the neck was a weird place to get stung by the puss? Did you not try
to? It's very uncomfortable.
Did you not want to catch it in your hands? Did your fingers feel averse to the puss?
No. Oh. No, I didn't.
All right. Thank you very much. We're just picking up what I'm putting down here. 727-579-1025. Doug, what's up?
Hey, I'm just wondering what the puss looks like, if it's stuff you want to touch and you get in trouble if you do.
Great question.
I just want to know what the puss looks like.
You know, the thing is, Doug, if there's God or Mother Nature or whatever, they designed the puss to look very appealing and harmless. Like, you would look at this thing and it's kind of hairy looking and you'd think, well, what harm could that puss do me? I'm just going to give that puss
I've
a little stroke.
I've been in trouble with it before.
Well, okay, shut up. 727-579-1025. Trying to inform here, sir. I'm not trying to titillate. I'm not going to fall prey to your juvenile antics.
I say let Sean Daly do the informing. I thought he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, well, Sean Daly on TV looked like he knows his way around a puss. I mean, from what I hear around the Tampa Bay area, the man has seen many of these things. He goes through these things like nobody's business.
Who are your sources?
I have very good sources about Sean Daly and the puss. Hello, who am I speaking with on 102.5 The Bone?
They're all true.
This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. By the way, if you do see a puss out there, we would be more than happy to take your highly unqualified puss report at 727-579-1025 just to let people know where these puss attacks are happening in the Bay Area. For example, Ybor City tends to have the most rank and painful puss than any other puss in the Bay Area. However, Hyde Park, West Chase, etc., the puss there tends to be a little bit cleaner, more affluent, and gentle to the touch. But go ahead, sir.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, with the puss being in the tree, is macaque safe?
Oh, the monkey, macaque, M-A-C-A-Q-U-E. You're wondering if macaque and puss can peacefully coexist.
Right, being in the tree together. Is
sure. Yeah, you know, arboreal preferences aside, even the macaque can get stung by the puss, and you don't want that to happen. You don't want macaque getting anywhere near a puss. 727-579-1025. Hello, it's 1025 The Bone. With whom am I speaking?
How's it going? It's Jason.
Hey, Jason. What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm going. Sorry, I can't talk, but I just want to let you know it's a hairy puss from what Bone TV is showing me.
Well, no. It looks like hair. It's not a fur, but it is a substance that looks like a hair. And the thing is, you can actually accumulate that hair and make a sandwich out of it, making a puss fur burger. But again, be very careful if you do eat that, because if the puss gets on your tongue, it will sting.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, it's just a public service we're doing. And once again, Sean Daly, it really deserves a lot of the credit on this one for doing this report this morning.
They're called puss caterpillars. And they love these oak trees. One five-year-old plant city boy and his mother had a horrific run-in with one.
Can you imagine you're out with your mom, you know, strolling through the forest with your mom? You think you're safe from puss? Because I don't know about you guys. My mom's a puss repellent. Like my dad's a puss magnet. Like, if I'm with my dad, puss is going to be just throwing itself at us from the trees. But My mom's around, no puss for miles. So there you are walking with your mom. All of a sudden, puss falls out of a tree and starts tagging you on the hand.
Well, should you rent your mom out? That way she can hang out with everybody and be the repellent that we need in the Bay Area?
It's not a bad idea. I've yet to hear about a puss outbreak in Orlando, where my mom lives. So probably within a 45-mile radius from my mom, no puss to be found. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, Drew. Listen, I'm sort of a glutton for punishment. I really like getting stung. I was wondering where I could find the puss.
Well, you're going to want to look for oak trees, but I got to say, it sounds fun and harmless and all that, but the sting from the venom, they don't call it a venomous puss for nothing. It's got poison in it. It's going to hurt you. Even if you cover yourself in latex, that can still not safeguard you completely against the sting of the puss. John, welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. Can the puss handle a cockatoo?
That's a great question. Let me see. I'm Googling birds and puss, so just bear with me. Birds.
Okay.
And can the puss handle a cockatoo? Well, says possibly even three. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Garabo Live, with whom am I speaking, please?
Hi, it's Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
I'll tell you, Drew, I was on Nebraska once, and I got stung by a puss, and I must tell you that I got swole to nobody's business, and it took lots of medication to take care of that swole. And,
thank you. You know, it'd be real easy, sir, to just be juvenile about this and make puss jokes all day, but we're actually...
No, it's not a joke.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm saying, like, we're providing a service here. People may poo-poo our puss talk.
I need to let the public service know about this.
Thank you.
It is an epidemic out there.
There's a puss epidemic indeed, sir. Thank you very much. See, we're doing good work here.
Well, you know, Sean Daly, he's leading the way, and then we're just, you know, picking up the slack for him.
Let's see if Cam, you want a smoothie? Smoothie King dropped off smoothies.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he doesn't want a smoothie because he doesn't know what's in them, and I'm sure he's on a very strict diet plan because the OTAs are about to start, Garabo.
About to start, but they haven't started yet.
He looks like a man who knows everything he puts into his body.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to ask what's in the smoothie.
I don't know yet.
What's in the smoothie, John?
I'm going to find out right now. Yeah, John.
Yeah, John. What's the smoothie? What's in the smoothie?
Come on, John.
Those are all very high protein.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, that's an I don't know.
I made that up. Yeah.
Are you sure that no caterpillars fell in this? Because I don't want to go to suck this straw and then have puss in my mouth.
Yeah, no, those are puss free. How is it?
It's good. It's like a berry.
Okay. I think Cam's going to need more nutritional information than that.
Okay. It's like a...
Cam, if you were to go to Smoothie King, like, what kind of smoothie do you order? Something with like lots of whey protein and no sugar?
Yeah, I get the Hulk. I usually get the Hulk.
The Hulk.
Yeah.
That's a green one?
The green one.
Yeah, spinach and all that stuff?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. It's lot of peanut butter and a lot of protein.
All right.
Yeah.
So if we drink those, we're going to start looking like you.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. 727-579-1025. Joe, go ahead. Drew Garabo Live.
Drew, how are you today, sir?
Joe, very well. Thank you very much. We want to thank thank Jamie from Cool Today and thank Smoothie King for helping us celebrate National Smoothie Day by bringing by some smoothies.
That's very awesome. My roommate actually works for Cool Today. She's a dispatcher. She loves her job. She's really good at it.
Well, look at that.
I was just curious. Has the puss been reported sighted in Sarasota County or Berkey? Because I am a pool guy, and I don't want to be stung by the proverbial puss.
Yeah, and you know, you will see usually up here, at least, you know, north of the Skyway Bridge, you do see a lot of puss around pools. I don't know why that is. Hotter weather, you know, tropical climate, whatever. But they do seem to accumulate around pools. Can you text your buddy Sean Daly to see if the puss is a problem south of the Skyway? I know they have huge heroin epidemics down there, but is the puss a problem down there south of the Skyway?
Daly, he hasn't been texting me back lately. Are you sure you want me to reach out this way? Do you want to just maybe call him? I thought they were hanging out on oak trees, and now you're telling me they're by the pool?
You've never seen puss by the pool?
No. I only listened to the story where Sean Daly said they're falling out of oak trees, and that's why he knocked on the oak tree to really drive it home.
Oh.
Do you remember hearing the knock on the oak tree?
Well, as soon as I see Sean Daly going towards his wood, I turn the channel. I go see what Charlie Belcher is showing.
No. You got to run it back. He's knocking on the oak tree.
Oh, but I mean, that doesn't mean that they're only... All right, hold on. I'll call him. Yeah, for crying out loud.
Oh, you have his number?
No, actually.
Other ways to detect the puss before you see it? Like, does the puss exhume any scent or
Great
anything?
Question. Great question. Most puss is unscented, but if they do not properly take care of themselves from a hygienic perspective, you will detect a pungent, I'll say a pungent puss aroma. So if they're taking care of themselves, there'll be no smell at all, no taste. But if the puss is a bit unsanitary, you will smell the dirty, stinky puss.
How did you become such an expert with this critter?
Glad you asked.
Because it doesn't seem like you know about any other critters.
I know about tons of critters. I leave most of my entomology expertise away from the radio. It's only when urgent matters of public safety are involved that I feel like I need to intervene and let people know about the dangers of the puss. If not for our other... You go and turn your dial right now. What do you hear on those other radio stations? Puss talk? No! They want you to get stung by the puss. They don't care about you. I don't want to see that happen to you. I love you. I'm just trying to keep you and the puss separated from each other. That's all.
You can do that and collect $5,000 checks for Apple a day. Boom. On the same segment.
What other radio station's doing that? Huh?
Nobody!
That's right. Who else got $5,000 to get iPad for kids with cancer and is warning you about the dangers of the puss? Just us. 727-579-1025. Now, Van claims to have been stung by the venomous puss caterpillar. Van, are you able to speak, or are you still face first in the puss?
I
what are you laughing at, Cameron?
I barely made my way out. It is south of the bay. Yeah. I was in the bush, deep in the bush, and I was stung mightily by the puss.
Now, what were you doing face first in the bush, sir?
I tripped and fell.
Okay. So you tripped and fell face down in a puss?
Right in it.
What did it feel like when the puss was all over your face? Did it sting?
It stung. It was kind of squishy.
Kind of squishy. And for how long were your lips and tongue swollen from the puss?
Oh, probably at least an hour afterwards.
All right. Well, that's not that bad. Thank you very much. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I will say... You see who's on the line, and he seems to be somewhat concerned with the avenue that we're going. So I don't know if that means anything.
The public safety avenue?
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I watch the news this morning, here's what I see.
They're called puss caterpillars. And they love these oak trees.
I wonder how many takes they had to do to get the right the right knock on that oak tree. No, I wasn't feeling that one, Frank. Let me knock on the tree again.
Do you think they had to mic up the oak tree, or was it just picking it up off Sean's lapel mic?
Yeah, they ran a little lavalier up the back of the oak tree and through, actually killing three squirrels in the process. Hey, Sean Daly.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Man, we're doing great. Thank you so much for your public service this morning, because now we get to warn all of our listeners about the dangerous puss.
Hey, guys. So I got to tell you about the tree slap. It's my favorite thing. Anyway, that was a one take tree slap.
All right. How did it feel knocking on your wood like that when the puss might be lurking nearby?
I was really happy with this story. I'm glad I can provide such a public service.
Me too, man. Think about all those people out there who wouldn't know about it, who would just be traipsing through a forest somewhere, and then all of a sudden a puss falls on their hand and stings their finger. They might have their fingers damaged by the puss, if not for your news reporting.
So, Drew, have you heard about the puss caterpillar before?
Sean, I was on the puss 2 years ago, dude. I was bringing the puss to the forefront. You could go, it might have been 3 or 4 years ago. My ex-wife got stung by a puss while we were talking about the puss. I'm all about the puss, dude. Don't think that you're the first guy to bring the puss to the media.
Wait, did she really get stung by a puss caterpillar?
Yes.
What was it? Did she swell up?
I don't know. I don't look at her, but she sent me a puss shot. She texted it to me, and she got it on the arm, and you know, it was the unmistakable sign of the puss.
I know. I tell you, it's dangerous. It's dangerous in Florida.
Very dangerous. Some of them out there will not just get you like from a health perspective. Some of them will get you financially. Some puss have been known to take half a dude's money and stuff.
Oh, God.
True story.
Let me just pack up my thing.
but thank you, Sean. I appreciate you bringing this to the forefront of the Tampa Bay's awareness. Yes, Seth?
Hey, Sean Daly, are you doing anything on Saturday night?
On Saturday night, I am appearing at an event in Safety Harbor, the Beer and Bands Fest. Oh, God, I think I just botched it. But I'll be appearing in Safety Harbor at 4 o'clock. Oh, get some beer and brew and
plenty of time to join us at the Tampa Bay Storm game afterwards.
We have a suite.
Do you really?
Yeah, we have a suite and about 11 extra tickets.
I'll be there. Save one of those for me.
All right.
All right. It's just a show outing, but I think Drew's bringing a son who's going to bring a friend, and then I had some extra tickets, so I said I'm going to bring Sean Daly, but I never actually asked you.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Good.
I'll be there. Let me know.
Sean, a question from Twitter. Will the sting from a puss be more painful if it is moistened from the morning dew? So is the moist puss more dangerous than the regular dry puss, Sean Daly?
No, I am going to say the dry puss caterpillar is going to be more lethal and more dangerous.
Dry puss more dangerous.
It appears to be cuter and fluffier, when in fact, even though it's cute and fluffy, it can still harm you.
I understand. Yes, John Senning, a question for Sean Daly about his puss story.
Yeah, I was just curious, Sean, from where you stand these days, what is more of a danger to the Tampa Bay area?
Hey, guys, hold on. I'm just filling out my severance form. And there we go. Hey, thank you so much.
What is more of a danger to the Tampa Bay area, the puss or the tegu?
Oh, that is an awesome question. Mm. I am going to say that the puss caterpillar is more dangerous because the tegu kind of stays away from humans, right?
I think so.
It can eat your cat. But the caterpillar, he'll come after you, you know?
Could we perhaps combine these two creatures somehow and get the tegu to eat the puss?
I think you could. I think you just did.
Yeah, with a little bit of coaxing, probably, and maybe a couple of shots of Jägermeister, anything might eat the puss, you know?
You know, Drew Garabo, I was so excited when I saw your level of exuberance in the tweet this morning. I knew it was going to be a good day.
You know
I
support
validated.
You. Yeah.
I felt validated by your excitement for the puss.
Absolutely. We share that, my friend.
Yeah, we do.
We do share
I was
that.
Like, all right, I got Drew on my side, and I was waiting. I was waiting for either the call or the tweets to start yep. showing up, and I was like, all right, there they are.
Sean, at the time, did you feel like it was a career low when you were knocking on the oak tree?
I love, Frank and I were laughing when we filmed that. I love the oak tree slap.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a great oak tree slap.
And I accentuated puss. To a dramatic effect.
Yo, you,
as well.
You most certainly did. I like the way puss sounds coming out of your mouth. All right. Well,
there you go.
Thank you, Sean Daly, for joining us. Everybody, catch our good buddy Sean Daly when Charlie Belcher's on commercial on Fox 13. And I hope you have a great day. We'll see you Saturday night. All right.
All right, guys. See you then. Thanks.
Thank you.
They're called puss caterpillars. And they love these oak trees. One 5-year-old Plant City boy and his mother had a horrific run-in with one.
Oh, that Plant City puss. I didn't hear that the first time. Dirty puss out there in Plant City. 727-579-1025. All right, we'll take a couple of your calls, but I don't want to beat the puss to death. I mean, it's a danger to the Tampa Bay area. We just want to keep you informed. That's all.
Well, we have another check presentation.
Good. Now I'll get off the puss.
We can always talk about it again later.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest local story going. You know, we don't have any crises today. Nobody fell into any body of water and is dying. So, you know, I don't mind if we revisit the puss. 727-579-1025. Let's do a phone cleanse. Everybody on hold right now. Just go ahead and tell us what you think about this puss outbreak. Even when there were two. Oh. Even when there's like one person left, I don't know what the hell he's
saying. I don't think Cameron knows about the phone cleanse that we do.
Yeah, we just put everybody, if we have everybody on hold and we're ready to move on, we just put everybody on at the same time and just have them start yelling. They're not going to make any sense anyway. All right, so we've got another check presentation when we come back, and we'll get to some stories, some actual real life stories where, look, I'm not one of these guys who hates Ryan Seacrest just to hate Ryan Seacrest. I don't know why he has to have all the broadcasting jobs, but I'm not mad at the guy. However, I think he stretched himself a little too thin because he made a mistake this morning that is probably the worst mistake you could probably make doing that type of morning show. Are we getting in trouble because of the puss talk?
Well, let's see. I just got a text from Sean Daly.
What did he say?
I seriously love the oak tree slap. Keep me and Frank entertained. Keeping me and Frank entertained. No, he's fine.
They're called puss caterpillars.
It's a smack. It's not a knock.
Smack that wood.
That's a knock.
You smack that wood hard enough and a puss is going to come dropping down on top of you. Anyway, important news about Ryan Seacrest and how he screwed up this morning next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.